This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I like to believe it's Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, really, please, get involved in the conversation. I mean that sincerely. I don't care whether you agree with me or not, you agree with somebody else or not. Hop on their website, hop on their show, on their chat. Oh, I think we're one of the few that has a chat room. A live chat room during the show. That's how we can actually hear what you have to say. Or see what you want, however you want to put it. Because some of you don't like speaking, which I always found kind of interesting. If you got a voice, use it. You know what I'm saying? So the, I don't even know if this is going to work, but I'm going to try it anyway. You know, I know this happened a day ago or so. But when I saw Hillary do this, it was one of those things where I don't like her anyway. For a lot of reasons, more than I could explain in 3 hours. But when I saw this, this reminded me of the days when Mr. Obama wouldn't salute the flag. When his wife said, you know, she's now finally proud to be an American. All those wonderful things. Right? And when she was recently at Camden County College. Camden County College. There you go. Right? And this is the big tent party, the party that welcomes everybody in. Remember? Remember this one? Well, apparently, the tent may welcome everybody in. But Hillary's not so excited about everybody. She doesn't hold the same values as a lot. You know, in their... Let me play this to you, and you'll see why I'm tongue-tied. I'm so irritated with this. Take a listen. Let's see. Can we get this working?
Hillary can bring us together as one nation, indivisible, with liberty.
Did you hear that? Let me play that again for you. You got to pay attention. Listen carefully. This is a shill for Hillary, and Hillary's smiling like either she's just brain dead. Nod her head up and down. But here we go. Let's do this again. Take a listen. Listen carefully. I don't want you to miss anything.
Hillary can bring us together as one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now Hillary's there smiling. Nod her head up and down. Okay? And I love it. I just think this is so funny. She and one person or two people in the background yell under God. Okay, so I guess in a room of, I don't know, it looks like there's quite a few. But, you know, the camera's going to be deceiving. She is at Camden County College. You know, I'm sure it's her hometown. I mean, I'm sure there's a large group of people there that love her. So, maybe two or three people yell under God. And how convenient, you know, if you look at the picture behind her, well, actually, it almost looks like she's got some ex-cons there. The bunch of people in yellow shirts, I mean, orange shirts, behind her to the right. let me see. She's got, oh, it looks like she has a couple of Muslims back there. Muslim women with the, you know, hijab on. She's got white women and black men and just a real mix. I wish the camera would pan out because I've seen this stuff before. But anyway, yeah, this was the big tent. Remember they tried to throw God out of their platform? And now she's sitting there nodding her head up and down and smiling like, oh, it's okay. Right? It's okay. And the woman choked on God. The woman that she's got, you know, introducing her couldn't get the word God out of her mouth. Maybe she was afraid to get hit by lightning. I'm just asking. I don't know for sure. I'm sure you'll tell me. I'm sure somebody will send me an email. I mean, I could put that on replay. It just excites me to no end. Because this is really who they are. And the fact that only a couple of people said anything, what does that say about her supporters? That they either they don't know the pledge, right? Yeah, I know. I screwed that one up, didn't I? Either they don't know the pledge or they're good with leaving God out of it. It's good for them. I don't get it. No, I'm sorry. And it's not my Christianity. It's not that I do believe in God. It's none of that stuff. It's simply the fact that she won't even push her own people to say the Pledge of Allegiance right. She just doesn't seem to care. Is that reflective of the party as a whole? And the people there don't seem to care. Not a word, not an inkling, nothing, except for the two loud ones that screamed out after a while. That was nice of them. I'm not joking. I'm serious. That was nice of them. I'm glad they did that. So when are you going to stand up for what you believe? You Dems out there, you people on the left that listen to, like, nail me on stuff, which is, okay, I don't really care. When are you going to get out there? When are you going to step up for, even if you don't believe what Republicans believe, even if you don't care about what Republicans believe? I mean, do you believe, even you Dems that believe in God but hate Republicans, you're okay with this? Are you seriously okay with this? Yeah, I know. I'm being grading on purpose. Seriously, grading on purpose. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. You're listening on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom.
Is it, politically correct to say chicky? I'm asking. And this guy was the smartest guy in the room. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's not that hard. No, it really isn't. Isn't that hard to do? Just get involved in the conversation. Seriously. Anyway, I'm hoping that Michael Housen will join me in the third hour. I'm trying to get through, I love it. You guys send me a lot of stories, and I push them aside, and eventually I get to them. No, I really do. Eventually I really do get to them. And I think, I got so many of them, and I want to get to all of them, but I can't. But let's do this one. Yeah, can I pull this one off? Yeah. So here's the deal. The young generation right now, they're being pushed with so, and it's funny because
we begin.
Hey, stop that. They're being pushed to do so many things. And they're being pushed to believe so many things. They're being pushed to accept so many things. And I've been on this rant all week long as to whose fault it is. All right? Is it our fault as parents? Did the parents do their job properly? Because I can't believe we have this many kids believing, believing in socialism, believing in, you know, you got to give to me. You got to make my life easy. You got to make sure I don't see anything nasty or hear anything nasty. Right? How did that happen? Because I don't remember that. And I know. If you say suck it up, you're being insensitive. Well, just call me insensitive. I don't know what to tell you. Because you need to suck it up. They're going to be ugly people all your life. You know, looks and verbally. What they say. Right? So how do you fix that? Now, I want you to hear this guy's name is Joseph Beckham. He's a... He's the director, God, I can't stand you people, and in a good way. He's the director of the Family Policy Institute of Washington. You got to hear this. He's out on a college campus, and you got to hear what these people are saying. Seriously.
Wonder if there's even a difference between men and women anymore. We went to Seattle University to find out.
Aware of the conversation going on in Washington State right now around kind of gender identity, gender expression issues, and the ability to access facilities on those grounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, there's general neutral bathrooms and, like, all the dorms and stuff like that.
I think that gender is fluid, so if you want to use a bathroom because that's a place and that's a space where you feel comfortable and safe in doing so, then I think that that's completely fine. I think that if...
Gender is... I think. No, you don't. Think at all. You're just spewing the party line. You're spewing what they're feeding you. Gender is not fluid. I know it's still too early to get into this. But the body parts, they're not fluid. They were made for a reason. They work a certain way for a reason.
Whoever you think you are, if you're male or female, then that's the bathroom you should go into.
I think if it doesn't really negatively affect anybody, then I think anyone should be able to choose what gender they choose to identify as.
People, no matter what their gender identification is, they should be allowed to use whatever restrooms they feel like they identify with.
Is there a difference in your mind between men and women?
All right. If you can see the look on these people's faces, seriously. If you can see the look on these people's faces, they're almost afraid to answer the question, which is really sad that young people are afraid to give their opinion. They're afraid to answer the question the way they want to. She's looking. You can tell she's looking around like, okay, how should I answer this? Seriously.
No, yes. I mean,
And you like that? She said she exactly even before I heard her answer. No, yes. Well, what is it? No or yes? They're not both right.
Possibly. In general, yes.
In general. In general, there's a difference? Or specifically? Because in general, I'm sorry, so many people get mad. Women, in general, women don't have male parts. In general. In general, females don't have male parts. Males don't have female parts. I've got boobs, but that's because I can't stop eating. But you see what I'm saying? I mean, you really have to think this stuff through. Again, making you feel bad for being white. Making you feel bad for believing in God. Making you feel bad for actually having boundaries, limitations, and real meanings to words in your life. Who are the ones that are the freak toys here?
I don't know why I think that.
Socially, currently, yes, there is. There is no need for that.
Right. There's no need for a difference between men and women. Okay, this guy's really brain dead. Because, well, then let's get rid of all men and women's sports. Let's see how they like that one. No, seriously. If you want true equality, all right, here you go. You guys want true equality? You bunch of liars, you want true equality? wipe out all the men and women's sports. Wipe it out. Women, you should play football with us. Yeah, I'm there. You should play baseball with us. Track and field, yeah, right alongside of us. How about that? You want true equality? If you want to play the game, you can play the game if you want. It's like that, what was it, the WWA player? I can't remember the person's name. Right? She's transgender. So she's a male that identifies as female, may even have had the operation, I don't know. But she has still got male muscles, male bones, male parts, male strength. The other fighters don't want to fight with her. And the reason being is not because she is just such a wonderful player, because they say in all the years they've been fighting, they have never felt such strength. They have never endured such damage to their body. Why? Because the other person, under the thought process, has got a male structure. Are you hearing me? Are you alive? I mean, seriously. You know, I don't know. So, I don't know. It's just crazy. All right, so here you go. You got to hear the rest of this.
Difference to exist scientifically and logically.
If you think that you're a male, if you think that you're a female, that matters more than the biological difference.
There's not much difference besides what society forces onto people.
And how do you know the difference between men and women?
By what people think they are. So you can't, like, judge someone just on, like, their looks.
I don't think there's any one way to really distinguish between a man or a woman, and I...
All right, we got to talk about this on the other side of the break. No, really, this thing is making me just out of my mind. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, always a pleasure. I really mean that, true. I don't care if we're on the same page or not. I really do like you being on chat room. By the way, we have a live chat room. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live while you want to. I don't know. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved in the conversation. I guarantee you this. This is one thing I can tell you. I can guarantee you without question, there are smarter people than I on that chat room. It's hard to believe, but it is so true. Anyhow, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, I want your email address. And I don't sell them. I don't give them away. I don't play games with them. I want your email address because every week I send you out a list. No, I send you out information on who we're going to have on the show, what we're going to discuss, topics we're going to be dealing. And I would love for you, if you like the show, check out our sponsors. I'd love it if you buy something from them, obviously. But if you just check them out, at least they know you're listening. They know somebody's paying attention. They know that you, trust me to a degree. Anyhow. Some of the stupidest. I worry about this generation. I know, some of you guys send me emails after the show. You go, no, Joe, you say you worry about these young kids. You realize our parents said the same thing? Yeah, but you know what I've been saying for years? We weren't violent in our songs. We weren't violent in our thought process. We weren't, it was a 50 Cent fella. Remember the guy? And one of the things I used to say, one of his songs talked about having sex with his mom and killing his sisters or something like that. More and more some of these songs are more about violence against other people, violence against, women. And we're okay with it, right? Everybody's good with it. Is that what you're telling me? I'm not. I'm not good with putting it in songs. I'm not good with you shoving it down the throat of young people. I'm not good with you making Beyonce a role model for your kids. One thing, if you say to your young girl, look, she's got a great voice, but please do not dress like her. Please do not look like her. Please don't act like her. 50 Cent? Yeah, see, that can't even roll off my tongue properly without blood coming out. See, I told you. There's smart people in the chat room. I would have never known that. Anyhow, but you got to hear this. Even remember, I keep telling you, us old guys, us old ones, you got us thoroughly confused. We don't know what to call you, especially if it's gender fluid. If you start everything off with gender fluid, then I really never know what to call you. But the best thing to call you is "Hey you" or "Hey human." Are you still human? No, we had that. Remember that person was trans species. They would be very upset, wouldn't they, if you called them a human? So anyway, this fellow is, I guess he's out at Oregon University. And he's talking to young people. He's asking them about male, female, that kind of stuff. Take a listen.
Need for that difference to exist scientifically and logically.
If you think that you're a male, if you think that you're a female, that matters more than the biological.
So your perception of what you are matters much more than the truth of what you are. Your perception of what you are, what you think you are, and I don't care what it is, male, female, tall, short, but what was that one guy? He identified. Now they didn't think he was crazy. We had to accept it. But he was 57 years old, a 57-year-old Hispanic guy, I think it was. And he identified as a 7-year-old female, white female. And in my day, he would have required medication. You know what I'm saying? You know, he would have required a ride to a very special institution. But now what we say is, who are we to judge? Right? Who are we to say anything about that? If that's what that person wants to be, you know, again, I love saying my mother was right. I never know she meant it like this. You could be anything you want to be. But I didn't know it went that far.
There's not much difference besides what society forces onto people.
And how do you know the difference between...
Now that guy's just a moron. Yeah, I'm sorry, but he is. Because what do you mean there isn't much difference? You know, first and foremost, please don't envision me or anybody else in this. Stand in front of a mirror naked with your wife. Tell me there's no difference. Ah, there's not much of a difference. Better be much of a difference. There is a difference between male and female. What do you want to call them? I mean, apparently they have a problem with male-female. But I thought that's what it was. But then you have another group that has a problem with any kind of gender construct at all. So you have to be cis-gen, gender-fluid, gen-this, gen-that. And then other ones, you can't use the terms Mr., Mrs., Miss, Madam, whatever. They have all the, what was those, X, E, I, O, Ooks. Whatever. I mean, seriously. You know, it's so frustrating because even if you would like, even if you don't agree and you want to accommodate them, yet I said them, you can't. Because they fight amongst themselves. They're throwing each other. We've done stories about this recently. They're throwing each other out of colleges. They're throwing each other out of schools. Because one group is mad at the other group. You look at the LG, the gay and lesbian community, and they're not so keen on the transgender community. And I've had conversations with them all, and I love it. They're as afraid of each other as we are of them, if they are of us. We're all operating out of fear. And the few gay men I've spoken to about transgender says, we don't come out and say anything about them. Because it may affect our rights. Because then we look like hypocrites, but we don't agree with them. Let's listen to some more.
What society forces on people.
And how do you know the difference between men and women?
By what people think they are. So you can't, like, judge someone just on, like, their looks.
Really? Okay. I don't understand. I just don't understand. I'll try, though.
By what people think they are. So you can't, like, judge someone just on, like, their looks.
I don't think there's any one way to really distinguish between a man or a woman, and I...
Where are the parents of this young lady? I want to know. I want to talk to you. I have some questions. I really do. I have some questions. Did you tell this girl that unicorns were real, too? And say you can't distinguish somebody just by looking at them. So you can't distinguish tall, short, fat, thin, black, white, Asian, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic. And don't give me that politically correct garbage, because here's the deal. There are traits to different people. There are different looks to different groups, and it's okay. It's not mean. It's not nasty. None of that. Right? If you've got black skin, how do you identify as white? If you've got white skin, how do you identify as black? Right? Just, I guess for me, it's too black and white. Pardon the pun. But it's too black and white. That's why they can't tell. When this girl says you can't, there shouldn't be a difference, there is no difference, there's hardly, we are so wrong. Look what we're doing. That we're so bent on equality in every way, shape, manner, or form that now we have no differences between each other. Absolutely none. We are all exactly the same. Why don't we all just wear gray? Remember the old Apple commercial? I got to find that Apple commercial. Remember the old Apple commercial? When Apple first came out with the Macintosh, maybe. And everybody in the room was dressed, they looked like, what was the communist, the Chinese communist gray. And I get emails, save your emails, not interested. They get the whole Chinese communist gray thing going on, right? And the person comes running down and throws that hammer or whatever it is into the screen, breaks everything up, and it saves everybody, because now they don't have to wear gray anymore. These are where these people are headed, and they don't have a clue.
Don't think it's necessary.
It's not always consistent. It has a high probability, like 90% of the time I can get it right. There is some ambiguity.
I think, yeah, there are ways to tell, but then again, you can always be wrong.
What would you say I am?
Just judging off of your looks, I would say that you're a male.
Oh, but she was the one who said earlier, you're not supposed to judge. You're not supposed to say anything. You're not, really. I actually went to Home Depot today. No, yesterday. I want to be accurate. I went to Home Depot yesterday. And I'm going to say the person behind the counter, their name was D, not D-E-E. No, just the letter D. So already I'm assaulted. Should I call you D? The letter known as? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I've got a lot more I want to talk about. Yes, that I want to talk about.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
That's usually a good night song, right? We're shutting down. But we're not shutting down. No. Got a lot more coming up. Another 2 hours of this fun, crazy stuff. Only on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina on GCN Live. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Does 800 and 2,000 things you can do up on the website? I just can't get over this. Even this generation who says they support something they have no clue what it means. There's no such thing as gender. There's no difference between male and female. Why don't we just get rid of all these words and everybody's just a person? How's that? Hey, person. That's easier to say, right? You only have to learn how to spell one word. You don't have to learn the difference between miss, Mrs., Ms., him, her, it, them. Right, we can fix all of that. See how easy that is? I just fixed it.
I would probably assume a man, but then you never know.
A male.
Why would you say that?
Based on how I look at you.
So there's three young ladies who said earlier that you shouldn't judge. You shouldn't look at people and judge. And guess what all three of them just did? They judged him a male based on his looks.
Do you think that's a problem?
Yeah, probably.
Do you think the difference between men and women matters for any reason?
No, not really.
I think most...
No, not really. And she had to think about that, thinking about who she was going to tee off. But in what way does it matter? Does it matter because, see, I think they're afraid that we look at this stuff and we think that women are ignorant and they're not smart and they're weaker than us. It just shows you how stupid they are. It's not what we think at all. And it actually, it makes it harder for us, too. But anyhow, the, I was talking about the person at Home Depot. Now, just a D on the shirt. No name, just D. And the looks, short hair, not a slim person, not a fat person, just kind of a little, you know, we used to call husky in the 70s, I guess. And D had a voice that was in between. I mean, I was thoroughly confused. And you can't say, what's your real name? Or, you know, well, D is my real name. Oh, D, okay, the letter. Your parents probably did not spell D, D-E-E, so they gave you D. All right, I got that. I'm really not trying to make fun of this person. But you put us in a bad position. Wear a pink bracelet. Wear an identifier. You know, like I always said, you want us to treat you right, but you give us no clue, no hints, no visual clues, nothing, because you want everybody to look the same. That's what true equality is. It's just nuts. I wish D the best, but I wish I knew what D was. Here you go. Some more tomfoolery for you.
Sociologists agree that the concept of gender is more of a societal construct.
I do think it matters somewhat, yeah.
To me, no. I don't feel as if it matters to me because at the end of the day, the person is just a person.
No, I don't think it should matter.
And the differences on a social level are simply a product of a biased society.
See, too, way, way too educated of a person, even using words that I wouldn't use. But so there's no difference between, this is what I'm stuck on. There is no difference between anybody. So we can throw everything out the window. I don't have to open the door for you. I don't have to wait for you to start eating. I can treat you like one of the guys, right? If I want to give you a shot for the chest, you know, give you a man slap, whatever, right? If I want to call you brother, yeah, I guess I could call you that, right? I mean, all that niceties go out the window, don't they? Unless you want them. And then in which case, once you say, no, I'd rather be treated like this, I'd rather have you treat me like you would a lady, even though I am gender neutral. No. You can't have it three ways. Okay? You want total equality? Open my door. Pay for my meal. Pick me up. Pay my bills. How's that?
Then is there a reason to have those labels, male or female?
I don't think so. I think that it's, again, a social construct of...
Yeah, this word, social construct. I love this. You know, I love all these... You know, what is it? Safe space. Trigger warnings. Cisgen. I mean, if Webster was alive, he'd be in heaven. Because he'd love all these new words. He'd get to print new books every year, right? Before the electronic age. He'd have to add, he'd be doing new, addendums to the dictionary every year. And then every so many years, you get to reprint, and we'd all have to buy them to keep up, right? These kids, and I do mean kids, they have absolutely no clue as to what they're talking about. None.
Binary that we're given at birth. There is kind of a difference, but at the same time, if someone wants to identify as one or both or as nothing, I also find that.
Identify as one or both or nothing. So I can be male. No, it doesn't matter what my body has. This is what she just said. I can be male. I can be female. I can be male, female, or I can identify as none of the above. I'm sorry. Where's the crack pipe? No, no, seriously. Because there isn't enough crack. There isn't enough dope. There isn't enough alcohol that you can drink to actually, honestly, internally believe this. I don't know how. I don't know how. If you have two IQ numbers or an IQ that has two letters in it or two numbers in it, you know, like higher than 10 or higher than 9 is what I'm trying to say, then this can't make sense to you.
Completely. Okay. And
there may be nothing more self-evident in the natural universe than the fact that every animal species is divided into two halves, male and female. Yet the most intelligent of those species seems to be wrestling with whether male or female are actually real things.
Amazing. Now, a couple of months ago, I think I brought it up to you guys too. I actually got in a word war with somebody or whatever you want to call it. With the fact that they tried to tell me that in the animal world, they have documented several gay species. And that's a good one. And they've said that they have noticed that there are several species of animals that live or have homosexual lifestyles. Which I understand now is a bad term. Whatever. And let me see. There's tens of millions of species on this planet, right? Am I wrong? And probably more than that. But let's just say, you know, because I'm not the most educated person around. We have tens of millions of species in the world. And they found a little over 400 that they think they've observed to be gay or homosexual. Now, in the scientific world, I wish we had a scientist in the chat room. In the scientific world, if you have tens of millions of species, of tens of millions of test subjects, and only about 400 of them, oh, I'll even give it to you. Let's say they find 2,500 out of tens of millions. Would that qualify as scientific fact that it's normal, natural, it exists in all species? See, I'd love to have, right, there you go. It would be non-existent. It wouldn't even be considered a number to consider by the scientific community. No, really. So why do we let them do, why do you let them do this? I mean, I talk against it all the time. People, you know, I get it no matter where I go. Why do you let them do this? Why do you let them do this to you? I'm just curious. Anyway, Joe Basile, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I think Michael Hausman is going to join us in the third hour. I'm not sure yet. But I hope he does have a lot of fun when he's on with me. Got a lot more coming up the next hour. Listen, Target, I don't know if you're aware of this, but their stocks took a nosedive. Yeah, they're off almost 10%, and it's solely being blamed on the bathroom bill, on what they decided to do in their bathrooms. Funny, though, liberals are really mad at conservatives for doing such a thing, and aren't they the kings and queens and non-genders of the whole protest thing? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go far.